Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Anthony Stevens. He is the co-founder and CEO of SixClicks, a revolutionary digital SaaS platform enabling companies to automate vital risk assessment compliance and ISMS processes. In April of this year, the company will launch its free mobile app, SixClicks Risk Review for Teams, enabling all board members, directors, senior executives, and project managers around the world to identify and assess risk at a team an organizational level, quickly and easily generating a powerful risk matrix in a matter of clicks. Mr. Stevens, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thanks very much for having me.
Well, certainly our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details on SixClicks. So, as a founder of SixClicks, could you give us a brief rundown on your career prior to launching the company and how it led you to where you are today?
Sure. So, I've been in the industry for about 20 years. I actually started my career in a cybersecurity technical role and for a systems integration company, and worked my way up over a number of years to be chief information officer and of Dimension Data, which is now NTT, the global telco. And from there, I did a number of roles, including some M&A work and running some business units, and then shifted to listed company, and then to KPMG, and was chief digital officer of KPMG for a number of years, looking at taking intellectual property across the firm and baking it into software. And from that point, left KPMG a couple of years ago and founded SixClicks soon after, and it's been great since.
Fantastic, and certainly appreciate your hitting on some of the highlights of your journey that led you to where you are today. Now, could you share, if you would, with our audience a little bit about SixClicks and the app you are launching?
Yeah, sure. So we've been in the market since about mid last year, and we've had a web app out there that has been designed to help companies with risk management and compliance challenges. I think it's a space that has been sorely wanting in terms of innovation, and we're focused a lot on our platform in that sense for both businesses and government customers, as well as consultants and service providers. So we've now actually just launched a complementary solution, a mobile app, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, which has taken off big time to help boards, executives, and project managers with risk identification and risk assessment. And it's a very innovative solution in the sense that it's incredibly easy to use. It allows a team to work together to identify risks that are relevant to their business simply by swiping right on risks on the screen on their mobile app that are relevant, swiping left on the stuff that's not, and then going through a process of very simple assessment to work out whether the risk is likely and what the impact of that risk might be. And the best thing about it all is ultimately the app's free. So we're seeing huge uptake around the world at the moment, which is incredibly exciting.
Yeah, I'd say so, and a great report there as well. Tell us, why does SixClicks stand out in the risk management field? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so like it's an area that's quite complex for a lot of businesses, and we've focused on three things up until now that we think are pivotal to a distinguishing our solution in the market, but also the things that people are asking for and really crying out for. And the first is that we've got a huge amount of content in the compliance space baked into our platform. So standards, laws, regulations, policies, all of these things that typically companies would have in Word documents or Excel spreadsheets are now baked into the platform. The second thing is our architecture, the way the system's been designed allows it to be used by businesses and government, but alongside their trusted advisor. And for that reason, I think we're sort of snuggling nicely into the way that the industry works at the moment with lawyers, accountants, consultants, helping companies, but now using technology to make that whole process easier. The third thing is, as I just mentioned, we have this mobile app that we've just launched. And so we're trying to distinguish between the sorts of things that very, if you like, power users need to get their hands on, which is in our web app, at the same time making it really easy for directors, senior executives to engage in the risk management process themselves. And finally, we're sort of very soon to formally announce, but I can sort of give your listeners a bit of a hint at that now, that we're about to release a solution that embeds artificial intelligence into the process to help companies go through the process of identifying which regulations of law and laws are similar to one another, and making that process even easier again using the power of artificial intelligence.
Well, I bet you all are quite ecstatic what you've been able to accomplish so far and looking ahead as well. Today we are joined by Mr. Anthony Stevens. He is the co-founder and CEO of SixClicks, a revolutionary digital SaaS platform enabling companies to automate vital risk assessment, compliance, and ISMS processes. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Stevens, what are the key global business risks facing companies in the 2020s, and how can we address those business risks?
Yeah, so the fact is that cybersecurity risks and threats arise all the time. It's an incredibly fast-moving space. There's no single thing that we advise or we hear from customers that they need to address. At the same time, I think one of the big issues is keeping track and managing compliance responsibilities, because the regulators are the ones that are thinking more broadly, and the standards bodies and best practice bodies are thinking about what should companies do. But the average business, sort of even just getting on top of that, is a challenge itself. So with that said, we also think that the best thing companies can do is move away from assessing risk at a single point in time and make sure they've got a program in place to manage risks on an ongoing basis. And that sort of makes sure that their processes are aligned with what's happening in the market, because the threats and the risks that emerge, you know, we think about even outside of cybersecurity, the coronavirus, obviously in recent times, you know, economic shocks, all these sorts of things, they don't wait for companies to think about or plan for them. They just happen. And for that reason, companies need to be a lot more timely and a lot more data-driven when it comes to thinking about risk.
And without a doubt on that, for sure, no question. Now, how does the SixClicks mobile app help companies of all sizes understand and manage risk?
Yeah, sure. So we did research over probably about 100, 150 executives around the world. And we found that having something incredibly easy to use was critical. And the process that people need to go through is still very much the same as what is recommended as best practice in terms of enterprise risk management. And the first thing is to identify the risks that are relevant to your business. Now, that's easier said than done, because if I give you a blank sheet of paper and say, write in a list the risks that you think may be relevant to your business, typically the average executive or director will get to about 4 or 5 at best and run out. And the reason for that is that there's a degree of psychology and abstract thinking that is limited when you're presented with a blank sheet of paper. But the way that we've tackled that is to actually leverage a range of different risk libraries. So we have about 9 or 10 different risk libraries with hundreds of risks and relationships, or thousands of risks and relationships in our platform, that allows people to look at these risks and simply at a glance get some awareness, get some understanding about that risk, its possible impact, possible likelihood on the business, and then identify, swipe right on the stuff that's relevant, swipe left on the stuff that's not. So that's the first step, is identification. The second thing is then to think about assessment. So you've got a list of risks that may be relevant. Maybe that's a dozen, maybe that's 50, maybe that's some other number. The next question is to say, how do we rate these? How do we assess them and work out which are going to have a dramatic impact on a business, and how likely is that to occur? And once we've done that, we also want to get the perspective of the people that we work with. And that's one thing that typically companies would spend tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars engaging with consultants to run workshops and, you know, manual processes. But instead, in our app, we have the ability to basically just invite others to the process of a risk review. That's as easy as a click of a button. And you get different perspectives, which in turn allows you to have a really data-driven and rich discussion at the board table. So we think that this approach helps companies, the biggest in the world, right through to the smallest in the world, because it reduces the inefficiency with manual processes, and ultimately with our app, it's a free process, and as I said, really easy to use, and we've designed it to be accessible for smallest businesses as well as the bigger ones.
Mr. Stevens, certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today and introducing Six Clicks to the audience as well. Before you go, and in conclusion, love to pick your mind just a little bit here for those aspiring entrepreneurs tuning in. Any bit of advice for those folks or someone with a business idea who doesn't know what to do next, what would your advice be in those regards?
Yeah. So I think in terms of mindset, starting a business, founding a business, establishing a brand, and getting a product out to market is an incredibly challenging task. It requires, I think, one particular skill in terms of mindset, and that's tenacity. The ability to work through all sorts of headwinds, be them things that you can control or you might have been able to control, through to things that are just way outside your control. And I think the mindset of an entrepreneur is critical. In terms of advice as to how to get a business up and running based on an idea, I think, as they say, ideas are everywhere. Execution is the thing that's the most important. And to execute effectively, you've got to get this balance between getting the right product to market that people want and people are prepared to pay for, at the same time, seeing a future that others perhaps can't. So you've got to get a balance between pushing some boundaries and saying, here's what we think is going to work, as well as listening very carefully to the market and positioning a product well in that context. So it's a challenging space. I would say ultimately anyone that's got an idea, just start executing, start building whatever you're trying to build, get it out to market, but also have some confidence internally that you see a future that perhaps others don't. And I think that gives everyone a sense of hope and opportunity, at least manages the mindset and keeps you positive. So that would be my thoughts.
Some super concluding remarks and advice there. We can't thank you enough for that bonus advice for the listeners here today. And I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more details on Six Clicks and also get more information on downloading the app when it is available, if it's not already. Where is the best place to get further details online?
Yeah, just go to our website, sixclicks.io. And there's tons of stuff there and links and articles and all sorts of stuff that we've got up on the website. So sixclicks.io.
Easy enough. Again, Mr. Stevens, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks very much. Appreciate your time. Thanks. Thanks.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Anthony Stevens, the co-founder and CEO of SixClicks, a revolutionary digital SaaS platform enabling companies to automate vital risk assessment, compliance, and ISMS processes. And for further information, visit SixClicks.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.